Vermont Gas Systems is planning to go ahead with construction on its Addison County pipeline this summer, even though the state permit for the project is no longer a sure thing. VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports.
We shall not give up the fight. We have only started.
Demonstrators outside a regulatory hearing Wednesday set up a lemonade stand to highlight what they say is an unaffordable project for ratepayers. As they climbed the three stories and packed the hall outside the crowded hearing room, the demonstrators were hoping to convince the state's Public Service Board that the pipeline is no longer worth it. Jason Kay was one of them.
This is the first step in the Public Service Board considering whether to reevaluate the permit for Phase 1. A growing chorus of Vermonters realize that this project is not in the best interest of the state.
The board is in the process of deciding whether or not to reopen the case of the pipeline after Vermont Gas announced a second major cost increase in December. The board could reopen the case and ultimately reverse its approval of the project if it determines it's not in the best interests of Vermonters. But Vermont Gas spokeswoman Beth Parent said the company is going ahead with the now $154 million project.
We put all of our confidence in the board, but we also have confidence in our latest cost estimate that Phase 1 still has.
The board is expected to decide the future of the project sometime this summer. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.